In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So 3 days ago, two little cousins in Florida were walking next to a pool. Neither one knew how to swim. One of the cousins, six-year-old Oscar, tried to step onto a floating chair that happened to be in the pool, lost his balance, and fell right in the water. And little Oscar just sunk. His head did not resurface a single time. This is all caught on security camera. The other cousin starts to scream, and his calls are heard by a man named Roque Ocampo, but only after Oscar had been underwater several minutes. Roque jumps in, pulls little Oscar out, sees that he's not breathing, performs CPR, saving little Oscar's little life. Roque Ocampo, a name you likely never heard before, may forget by tomorrow, but glad to honor today. A name you might be more familiar with is Louis Pasteur, a 19th century microbiologist. Pasteurized milk gets its name from him. Now, Pasteur also did some other amazing stuff. Before Louis came on the scene, rabies was a certain death sentence for anyone who caught it. And the death was horrific. Starts with flu-like symptoms, then behavior changes, lots of aggression, followed by an inability to swallow, violent seizures and hallucinations, paralysis, coma, and death. And this could take months for this to play out, while the patient slowly wastes away. Louis Pasteur spent years of his life developing a vaccine for rabies, and on July 6, 1885, Pasteur gave his new vaccine to a 9-year-old boy named Joseph who had been severely bitten by a dog. That dog was determined to have been rabid. Little Joey lived. In fact, Joey was the first recorded case of a human being surviving rabies. More than that, Pasteur's vaccine has since proven to be nearly 100% effective when administered on time. We have a word for people like Roque and Louis. Whether that person saves a drowning child or cures a wasting disease, we call these people heroes. Of course, a hero isn't only someone who responds to an emergency situation. A hero is anyone who exhibits qualities and achievements that better the lives of others. And this can be a one-time thing like Roque jumping in a pool, or a lifetime of dedication like Louis Pasteur's study of microbiology. Qualities and achievements that benefit the lives of others are the marks of a hero. In Greek, the word hero originally meant protector or defender, before it later took on a connotation of bravery. A hero is someone whose qualities and achievements protect and defend the lives of others. Today in the church, we celebrate All Saints. We've been celebrating for the past week the glorious event of Pentecost, that outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all humanity, that gift of life, of more abundant life. And then this Sunday, as a natural extension of Pentecost, we celebrate those who have been filled by the Holy Spirit, the actual beneficiaries of that gift. We would say the proof of the Holy Spirit being given is revealed in the lives of those who receive this divine presence. If we claim, and we do, if we claim that we are each sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, in a way that is both universal and also unique and personal to each recipient, then that gift should be reflected in our lives. If we receive the gift of God, that inner divinity will make a difference. God within will change a person's life. How could it not? Those who nurture the Holy Spirit within themselves become heroes, and not necessarily in an earthly sense, but certainly in a spiritual sense. In the passage from Hebrews that Michelle read for us today, we heard about all kinds of heroes of faith. It said they conquered kingdoms, They brought forth justice. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched fire. They comforted the afflicted. They raised the dead. All heroic acts. But let's also remember that because we're talking about heroes of the Spirit, heroes of faith, we're not going to limit our interpretation to physical things, because these also have spiritual meanings. The Hebrews passage said our heroes conquered kingdoms. But there's a spiritual dimension here. The mighty Roman Empire was not conquered by Christianity with weapons and armies. It was conquered by martyrs so full of the love of Jesus Christ that they were willing to die rather than fight back. The Roman Empire was not conquered by war, but by the love of the saints. An empire changed by love. That's the power of heroes of faith. Stopping the mouths of lions certainly applies to someone like Daniel, but it also applies to heroes of faith who did not let the sins of others destroy them. It refers to people so filled with the Spirit, so filled with love, that this love leads other people to repent. If someone is aggressive to me, and I pause in that moment that I still have freedom to decide, and during that pause, I choose to return love in the face of their aggression, I choose to return love anyway, I've stopped the mouth of a lion. I think about who might be the lion in your life this week. You don't stop that lion by more aggression. It never works. You stop that lion by the patience of the Spirit and by the strength of love. Raising the dead includes more than Peter resurrecting Tabitha or Paul resuscitating Eutychus. Have you ever felt dead on the inside, where you have moments or seasons of hopelessness, or you feel stagnant and dark and lost, or that horrible feeling of being trapped and you don't see a way out? And then someone comes into your life, someone steps into your orbit at just the right time, with just the right grace and just the right Spirit. And their words or their actions, or sometimes it's just the very presence of love and light, were exactly what you needed to rise again inwardly. And when you look back, you realize that the light they brought was not merely their own, but the Spirit of God within them. And please know, if that's happened to you through a hero of faith, it may just have happened through you to somebody else. You've likely been somebody else's hero. If someone was yours, chances are you've been somebody else's. This kind of raising the dead is available to any hero of faith. If you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, you have the grace to lift up someone dead on the inside. You have the grace to protect and defend another human soul in ways that are nothing short of miraculous, nothing short of life-giving. People like Roque Ocampo and Louis Pasteur are gifted to us as heroes of this world. And on this All Saints Sunday, as we continue to bask in the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, we further celebrate a different kind of hero. Heroes of the Spirit, heroes of faith. People so full of the power and love of God, their qualities and achievements bring light and hope to the inner life of another human soul. Amen.